And we have with us a very special resource. I consider this soul very, very, very powerful soul. She's a traveling yogi. She's in many different countries all over Africa. She's based in Kenya, but traveling all the time, partly because she's probably one of the most resilient souls you'll ever meet. The stories of places she's been, situations that seem pretty impossible to most people, and she's cool as a cucumber and just carries on. So I think that's why she gets sent everywhere, because she's so resilient, and this is the result of her power. So this is our sister Pratibha, based in Kenya, and here today to tell us about the cycle. Welcome and thank you.
Welcome to this morning's session. It's a very interesting topic this morning. Yesterday we talked about karma, and today we're talking about time. Either we could say time, we could say drama, or a very interesting word is kudrat. In India, they use this word kudrat a lot, which simply means destiny, or even, you know, mixed up with God. God in nature, yes. When they want to blame something, they would say it's kudrat, you know. Anyway, I think kudrat is a Urdu word, I think so, but I might be wrong. But there are three things in this world which has no beginning and no end. It's infinite, everlasting, immortal, no beginning and no end. First one is God the Supreme. For those who do not believe in God, maybe you could give another word, it's okay. Supernatural power, or whatever. But this power, which was never born and never dies, it's an ever-existing energy, which is unlimited. The second one is souls. Us. We are made in that image, but of course not made, not created. Again, imperishable, immortal, ever existing. Nobody gives birth to a soul, and the soul never dies. The third is drama, nature. That's why I said kudrat. Nature, there is a saying in the world out there, what comes first, the chicken or the egg? What comes first? What comes first, the fruit or the seed? You see, it's a circle, it's a cycle. If you say fruit, you would say, where does it come from? And if you say seed, you would be asking the same question. So it's a very interesting thing that's infinite, ever existing, everlasting. We would compare these three words or three identities as a dot. It's not a circle, it's not a square, not a triangle, which has a beginning and an end. But a dot is infinite. It doesn't grow, it doesn't subtract, it's just a point. And we would define the Supreme Soul, the souls, and drama as a dot, a point. The three dots, if you even just say that. But in India, in the mythology, there is a word called Sudarshan Chakra. I know it's a tongue twister. It was once upon a time for me also. Sudarshan Chakra, it's like a boomerang. You know, they believe that you just throw it and it cuts the throat and comes back through the thought power. And the deities had that. That's what they believe. So like Krishna had a Sudarshan Chakra in his hand. Vishnu, the deity Vishnu, had it also here, rotating all the time. And with the thought, it just goes, it cuts the devil's throat and comes back. Really, it sounds very unusual. As kids, when our parents used to try and instill some Indian culture in us, they would give stories like this, and we would ask them, even gods kill people? You know, that what's the difference between us and God? And things like that. But really, it's a metaphor. There's nothing like a boomerang or a Sudarshan Chakra in someone's finger, you know, and somebody standing with it. It's a metaphor. And that metaphor comes from your thinking pattern. When you think correct, or you think negative the other way around, it is compared with this Sudarshan Chakra. Su means self. Chakra means cycle. Darshan means to see. See the cycle of your own self. Where do I see my cycle? It starts from my thinking pattern. What is the pattern I'm using? Or, there's another saying, they believe there's a Pardarshan Chakra. Par. Par means others. Darshan means to see. Chakra means the cycle. When you start seeing others, what others are doing, where is this others, how are they, what are they doing? In other words, your thinking pattern is working the other way around. And it's interesting, again this Sudarshan Chakra has a little symbol, and this symbol is shown as swastika. Have you seen a swastika? And this swastika is two words again, swa and stit. Swastika. In other words, swa means self. Be the embodiment of the self. Who am I? Where do I come from? What am I supposed to do? That's the self. That's swastika. And in any place in India, any festival, any celebration, they will definitely do that symbol. Yeah, the sign of swastika. You want to move into a new house? Swastika is there. You know, you start some new books, your accounts, swastika is there. Anything, any auspicious thing, and swastika is definitely there. And you ask them, why do we do this? Say, to complete the task very auspiciously. Yeah? It will finish very peacefully and very auspiciously. That's why that symbol is all over. They do not know anything more than that. Yes, Jay?
That's where
I'm going now, because it would be completely the other way around. So swastika it's from right towards left, and then go down, and then left again, and then, but somebody taught me a correct way of doing it, it's okay. But you must have seen the Nazi symbol. Have you seen the Nazis?
Yeah.
It's the other way around, you see. Yes, please do that. Is there a marker there? Oh, yeah, good. So, right to left. No, right to left.
Right to
no. right to left, down.
Down.
All right, left.
Left.
Yes, stop there. All right, now. Yes, go. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But.
That's a
Christ. Yes. But, you know, they say to chop it off is also, it's just faith, yeah? Don't go to the big case. If you cut through, like how we did, then they say it's inauspicious. That's what they believe, but it's not true anyway. We don't need, yeah. They say, okay, go down halfway, then go left, uh-huh, and go down, yeah, no, anyway, it's okay, we'll do it later when I get up, break time, I'll do it for you.
Yeah, sure,
anyway, so, this is swastika, if you see. The Nazi's sign, the Hitler's sign, is little bit upside down like this. Yes, that's called the upside down, you see. So it goes completely the opposite way. Now, really, it's just a thinking metaphor, nothing else. And I remember they used to say when they see that sign, Nazi's time, it means war. It means danger. It means problem. Can you imagine just a symbol, auspicious, and then completely danger? Where did that come from? When you have a positive way of thinking, then it's auspicious. When your thinking goes upside down, the other way around, then it's danger, absolutely. Peace and peacelessness. This is right way round thinking is Swadarshan Chakra. When you start thinking the other way round is Paradarshan Chakra. Did you see that? So it's just everything to do with the mind. It is not symbol. I mean, as a kid I used to say, if you make this swastika symbol all over and believe that it's going to be auspicious, then why do you make so much efforts to earn money? Just make dollar signs all over. You know, and euro signs. And, well, when I was growing, there was no euros. But town signs, you know. Put it all over in your office, at home, and you'll, you know, your account will be accumulated with pounds and dollars. Is it possible?
Oh, good news.
I had to answer this phone, you see. Yes. That is not coming to our rooms because there are four places, but she will just come and see all of you and give drishti in the dining room. So we have to be there by 12:30. Yeah? Yes, on time, because Ravi would be there. And then tomorrow she will meet all of you in Pandu Bhavan. We'll announce that later. But this is important. We have to finish sharp 12:20 and head to the dining room. Alright, can I continue? So we talked about these two scenarios, you know, the symbols doesn't only work. You have to understand the spiritual significance of that and work towards it. So as I mentioned about this, you know, dollar sign and the pound sign and the euro sign, you just create a vision in your mind that you want to, the aim of your life is you want to earn this much dollars or euro. And what am I supposed to do for that? And you start doing it practically. And then you would earn, definitely you would achieve. Similarly, in my life, I want to create this vision of swastika or Swadarshan Chakra. That whole thing is known as drama or time. Yeah? Drama. Yes. And or time. In other words, I, the soul, come into this world. This world Like yesterday's lesson, I don't know your teacher mentioned or not, because everybody has different way of saying it. When we talk about karma, karma simply means action. And to perform action is not bad. But what type of actions I perform and what do I accumulate is very important. And so when I, the soul, come into this world is known as the planet Earth, is known as Karma Kshetra, the field of karma. Or it could also be called the world drama stage. As Shakespeare said, men and women are actors. They adorn this body as their costumes and they play their role. And so this is also known as the world drama stage. When we talk about this world, planet Earth, we sometimes ask a question. Seeing things in this world so imbalanced, extreme heat, extreme cold, extreme poverty, extreme rich, and then war and conflict and disease and everything is in extreme. That's when we ask a question, is God so merciless that He sent us to this world? He never sent us to this world. He sent us to a world which was extremely perfect, balanced. So, yesterday I was comparing that as a balanced karma. So the world was like this. Nobody was so rich and nobody was so poor. Everything was balanced. Everybody had everything. It was one world, one religion, one language, everything was one. And that was known as Golden Age. Golden Age. So when we came into this world, it was a perfect world, perfect human beings, and balanced. Slowly and slowly from Golden Age we came little bit down. So if you see the four equal parts, the right hand top corner is Golden Age, which is a perfect world. Lifespan was very beautiful, huge lifespan, everything was so accurate. But slowly, from Golden Age, we came down to Silver Age. And the perfection, the degree reduced a little bit. It's like, the moon is a full moon, and then suddenly you see that a little corner is missing. And so from full moon, let's say 16 celestial degrees moon, it goes to 14. We're just taking an example. In Silver Age, little bit of a tint of imperfection comes. You can't even see it, but it's there. From Silver Age, you go to your left and bottom corner. That is Copper Age. And from Copper Age, you go to the top corner on your left. That is Iron Age. Can you see that? Golden, silver, copper and iron. In Sanskrit it is said Satyug, Treta Yug, Dwapar Yug and Kal Yug. Of course you don't need to go into the pronunciation if you cannot. But this is the cycle. And the impurity starts coming in, or the perfection reduces and reduces. So when we come into the Iron Age, the perfection is completely missing to the highest. So impurity has taken over the world, mankind, nature, everything to the highest. So in between, from golden to silver, when we enter into copper, that's where in history and in geography it is said that there was a continental shift. Do you hear that? Continental shift. So that takes place between silver and copper. How did that happen is human mind. We talked about the pattern, isn't it? The Swadarshan and the Paradarshan. The positive and the negative. So that's where the thinking pattern changes. From us to I. Everything is I. I and my. So it's not us anymore now. Golden and silver was us. We all do everything together. United, harmony, you know, oneness, one world, everything. But after silver, when we are stepping into the copper, that's when I and my starts. If you go to the Oxford Dictionary and look up the meaning of I is defined as, has anybody ever done that? Please do it. You'll see it's defined as ego. Yes. I is ego. Can you imagine? So golden and silver age had a consciousness of not I as ego, but I as a being. I as a being, soul. I was the soul. But now, when the I turns into ego, is when I am now losing my true identity. So we were like this, the physical and the metaphysical, the physical and the spiritual. You see, there was a perfect harmony. But slowly and slowly, from golden to silver to copper, we became like this. The physical started becoming heavier and the spiritual started becoming a little bit lighter because we're not contributing towards the spiritual and we're becoming materialistic, gross, body conscious, and that I turns into ego. So naturally then it's mine, I and my. That's where the division starts. The continental shift starts. Human mind is such a powerful tool, but it's affecting other things around also. And so the nature is now taking over also. And the divisions starts happening in the land, not only the mind. That's when the religion starts dividing. Yeah, the branches come out. First, it was only one religion, and that was a very, very beautiful way of living life. Religion was reflecting in one's life. Now, we are separated. Our life is separate, and the religion is different. Two different parts. You see? And so, from Copper Age, Hindu, Christian, Islam, Bodh, all starts. So the continent takes place, the religion takes place, of course in between is the language, so plenty of languages. You know? There was only one language of love, that's it. People understood one another very beautifully. In golden age. And so everything started dividing in copper age. And from copper age, we go into iron age, where it's worst. is just completely broken. Hundreds of languages, hundreds of religions, you know, so many tiny little countries breaking into bits and pieces. I mean, just a couple of years ago, I was in former Yugoslavia, and I had no idea why it had to be broken into 7 countries. Such a beautiful country, yeah? Nearly the same culture, language, and it broke into 7 countries, tiny little ones. Yeah, it's so, I mean, sad. And so many countries have gone through that. So it's just breaking and breaking and breaking right in front of our eyes. Remember, we talked about Golden Age being one world, one religion, one language, very united. So it was very powerful. Iron Age, everything is broken into bits and pieces. And so what happens? Jay, your phone. So what happens? It becomes weaker and weaker. So Iron Age, these things have broken to such a level that it's completely weak. Thank you. And so, this is the whole cycle, if you see. Golden Age, Silver Age, Copper Age, and Iron Age. In Iron Age, towards the end of Iron Age, just, you know, take it as 5 minutes to midnight. 5 minutes to midnight. The real end, little time from there, and then you enter into the Golden Age, and little time from there, maybe 5 more minutes, yeah? That little area is a very, very beautiful time in the world cycle, and it's known as the Diamond Age. Diamond Age is a very tiny little time, not the whole, you know, era, but a little bit from the Iron Age and a little bit from the Golden Age, and that is Diamond Age. When you step into that era or time, your life starts turning into worth a diamond. You start valuing life. You value everything around yourself. Everything. Time, money, relationship, everything, your breath. It becomes so valuable. Because you understand. And so, just visualize that, you know, we are in a dark, dark tunnel where you cannot see anything. You're stumbling, you're pushing, you're pulling, you know. Visualize yourself in a dark tunnel. But you know, towards the end of the tunnel, there is light. So what you need to do is you need to start your journey from here. Your destination is the end of the tunnel where there is light. But can you imagine it's so dark that you try to hold someone and you hurt them. You stumble. You fall. You hurt yourself. You get disheartened. You see? So that's the journey in the dark tunnel. And a lot of people forget that there is light towards the end of the tunnel. So they get disheartened, lose hope, you know, get depressed, unhappy, fearful. Just imagine. This is exactly what is happening to us now in this day and age. You ask anyone, where do you think we are in this world cycle? I remember 40 odd years ago, you asked this and people used to say, oh no, we are in copper age or we are in iron and silver age. But now I've heard people saying we are in absolute iron age. Absolute iron age. The way the ozone, the way the diseases, the natural calamities, the tsunamis, the conflict, the rape, the terrorism. What else? What more do we want? You know? So, yes, I agree. We are in that dark, dark tunnel. We're trying to hold someone. We're trying to walk with someone. We fall off. We, you know, hurt people. This is what is happening in the world on different levels. You need some light to reach towards the end of the tunnel where there is hope waiting for you. Yeah? Happiness waiting for you. And so, spirituality, inner light, enlightenment, awareness, is the little light which helps me to reach towards the end of the tunnel, where there is extreme light. And so this understanding of soul, supreme soul, karma, is helping me to lit my path towards the end of the cycle. Meditation helps me to enlighten my inner self and start seeing my destination. Where am I supposed to go? What am I supposed to do? Is that right? And so, did you see that little time which I was talking about, the 5 minutes to midnight? That is a tiny little time from Iron Age where I step into a little bit of light. And that is the confluence. Confluence of two ages. The Iron Age and the Golden Age. And it's a very, very elevated time. Not everybody would step into that. I'll just finish, Jay, and then open it up. Please don't forget your question. And so, not everyone would step into that time. Two, not everybody would step at the same time. Everybody awakens at their own pace and speed and time. So now we're going to take a visualization. Just think that this world is sleeping in the darkness of ignorance. So we're all sleeping, we're just fast asleep. And one of us wake up. When you wake up, it's like, you know, even at home, isn't it? Everybody is sleeping and somebody has a habit of waking up early in the morning. Maybe your father, or maybe your mother, or maybe your husband or wife, someone. And they start trying to wake everybody up. Wake up, it's morning. Wake up, it's morning. And sometimes somebody would get angry and say, you can't sleep, but you don't want us to sleep also. Just go to sleep and pull you back to bed. You know? But otherwise, you wake up and you pull somebody out of the bed also. Come on, wake up. Did you see that? And otherwise, sometimes somebody, your partner, whoever, is fast asleep. And in that sleep, they would just swear you or give you dirty words and say, you just, you know, anything. You'll never get hurt. You will just laugh. Yeah, that this person is in sleep and saying funny things, it's okay, not to worry. You'll never feel bad about it. You won't feel angry about it. Why? because that person is in sleep. Put that exact scenario now in your spiritual path. That in Iron Age we are all fast asleep in the darkness of ignorance. What we do, how we do, we don't understand anything. But this spirituality comes in our life and we are awake. And we get so happy and excited and we want to wake others up. So you'll go back from Mount Abu and tell others, oh my God, I went to this beautiful place and this is what was there and this and I learned this and I learned that. And the other person will say, can you please keep quiet? Yes? Don't disturb me. I don't want to waste my time. You also just keep quiet. In other words, go back to sleep. Some would go back to sleep. Some will wake others up and say, no, wake up. You have to understand this. Listen to this. In case your friends or your relatives would insult you and say, oh, this is all rubbish, what are you talking about, soul and supreme soul? You won't get disheartened. You will feel, oh, this person is sleeping. So that person doesn't understand. But I am wide awake, I know what I'm saying. So you won't get upset. But you'll carry on again and again and make that soul wake up. This is exactly the time what we talk about is Diamond Age. So your inner self is trying to wake up. Through your thinking, you step into the Diamond Age. That's the Confluence Age. So the whole world is still sleeping, but if you are trying to wake up, and they're stepping into the Diamond Age, and try to make their life worth a diamond, we don't just want to finish our life the way we've been doing. Wake up because the world is waking up, work because the world is working, eat because the world is eating, and sleep because the world is sleeping. Yeah? We want to stop. We want to rethink and redirect our life and say it's okay if the world is sleeping, I want to wake up and meditate. So when the whole world is sleeping, we wake up and we start working on the self. And the whole purpose of life and meaning of life changes. And it becomes so beautiful. We actually value every second of our life. Every breath of our life. It's quality. It's meaningful. I woke up because I wanted to wake up. And I want to eat because I want to eat. I know what I'm doing. That awareness is there. The consciousness has changed. From body consciousness to soul consciousness. From I to us. Don't you feel here everything is just us? Yeah? Just us. We're all one. Either we don't look alike, either we don't speak the same language. Yeah, I remember the first French coming to this organization, maybe not the first, but early French. He came to Mount Abu and he was so excited, so happy, you know. And last day he was asked, would you like to share your experience, how you felt here? And he says, oh, it's such a wonderful world. Everybody's so united, you know. And everybody speaks French here. And then someone asked, how did you feel that everybody speaks French here? I say, wherever I went, everybody say, Enchanté, Enchanté, you know. Did you understand? In French, Enchanté means nice meeting you. Yeah? And this was Om Shanti. I am a peaceful being. So he thought everybody was speaking French here. You see? In other words, while we start seeing ourselves as us, it's not mine, it's not yours, it's ours. Not only Madhuba, not only Mount Abu, but the world, planet Earth. And we all take that responsibility to make it better. Make it beautiful once again. Create that value in it. And how do I do that? The moment I start focusing in my inner self, what do I need to change in myself? I change and the world changes. But I need to change. Whereas in Iron Age, everything is that person has to change. The government has to change. The world has to change. Yeah? Not me. So, we straight away take that responsibility. And that's the time, the Diamond Age, where we get this awareness, this realization, and transformation. It's a beautiful, beautiful time. And so, this week you have already stepped into that era. In the Diamond Age, please don't go back to sleep. Once you go back to your countries or your cities or at home, don't go back to sleep in your comfort zone. Yeah? Stay where you are and progress from there. And you'll see a beautiful world coming right in front of you. And that is Golden Age. First I need to make my inner self that, and that will reflect and come out. And that's I. I, the being, the soul. Did you get that? So we've completed the cycle. Now when I say Golden Age or Silver Age, you get an idea what we mean. This whole cycle, actually, as I told you, has no beginning and no end. It's non-stop, you know. It keeps on going round and round, round and round. It's like you start from AM and you finish by PM, and then it turns into AM again, and it finishes at PM, and it starts again. Yeah? So we've gone through this cycle so many times. I don't know, I'm not a French speaker, but I use some words from there because I like them. You must have heard the word déjà vu. Have you heard that? Déjà vu? Yeah? As a child, I used to get that a lot. I didn't know why. But now I don't get it. You know? But as a child, I always used to feel when I see someone, I know this person. I've seen this person somewhere. Or when I go to a place or sometimes doing an action, just an action. And I feel I've done this before. That's the very, very vague memory of the past. Déjà vu. We've done it in the cycle, past cycle. And we're doing it now. And so it's like we have repeated this cycle so many times. Yeah? Somebody, just before I start the next one, Jay, you had a question?
Yes, I didn't think I heard the part about 5 minutes before midnight.
Yes. Oh, you had gone out for your phone. You see, I was just sharing that, you see the four equal paths which you draw is Golden Age, Silver Age, Copper Age and Iron Age. But little time, 5 minutes to midnight, if you, yeah? And just little minutes, few minutes from the golden age. I'll just draw it for you so you get an idea. If you take that era, it doesn't have its own phase of time, but little time from Iron Age and little time from Golden Age is known as the Diamond Age. So golden, silver, copper is the cycle, but little time, which is a very valuable time, it's short, but very, very valuable time. And so that's where I step up and I awaken myself up and start taking ownership, responsibility to transform the world. I can only transform the world when I transform myself. And the very first thing, what do I transform in me, is my thinking pattern. Remember the first thing we talked about? Pardarshan and Swadarshan. In other words, I start seeing my inner self and start working on myself. When I transform my inner self, I can definitely transform the world. And so I need to see myself rather than always extrovert. What is the world offering? What is people around me offering? What is the world doing? I want to also step within. And that's what meditation is all about. Meditation helps me to transform my thinking pattern. The very first thing. Because thoughts create attitude. Attitude creates language. Language creates action. And action creates lifestyle. Did you get that? Yes? But what we are trying to do is we are trying to sort out everything on this level here. The lifestyle. Somebody would say, oh my God, my life is so stressful. And somebody would say, my life is very unhappy. You know? Somebody would say, it's painful, sorrowful. And we are trying to sort it out here. And what is around me? My work, my people, my friends, my house, you know. So we keep on changing that. Let me change this area and go to another one because this one is very noisy and very congested and horrible. Or let me change this relationship. I don't like this wife or this husband. Yeah? I just want to live it. I don't like this office. I don't like this boss. So we're trying to sort it out on this level. But remember, we are carrying the attitude again wherever we go. The attitude is the same. So what's the use of changing the country and the city and the area and people around us when I haven't changed my attitude? And how do I change my attitude is I have to change my thinking pattern. The moment I transform my thinking pattern, my attitude changes. And my language changes, my lifestyle changes for the better. And so, yeah, if you want to move to another place, that's not wrong. It's fine. But not with that attitude. Just you want to grow, you want to have adventure, you want to learn. That's a different attitude. But escape, running away, ignore, angry, that won't help. Nowhere. Even if you go to the best place of this earth, your attitude is not going to allow you to live in that happiness or peace. Isn't it? And so it's so important to start working inward. And that time, that tiny little age of Diamond Age, helps me to do that. Start working on my inner self. and then go wherever you want. Venture for new jobs and newness in your life. It's fine. So that is the world cycle, world drama wheel. You might ask me a question, how does that help us in our day-to-day life? Yes. Was that your question? No. All right. So, sorry, I don't understand. Yes. So golden is Satyuga, the age of truthfulness, honesty. Yeah, every age has a meaning. Is that,
yeah? Oh,
no. Of course there is, but not Diamond Age, no. We couldn't call that Diamond Age. Diamond Age is only the topmost one. Yeah? Yeah. No. Alright. So, how does this help me in my day-to-day life? Again, it's metaphor. We are going to visualize ourselves as life being a battlefield. Yeah? At the moment when we are on this field here, it's karma kshetra, the field of karma, the field of action. Because in soul world there is no action, in the subtle world there is no action, but action is only here on planet Earth. Similarly, this can also be, you know, known as the battlefield. We're in a battle, yeah? And in that, our aim is victory. Life is a battle. And how do I battle with all my different powers? We have innate powers within us, innate values. We were born with, the soul has these qualities. So all the powers and all the qualities I use in my day-to-day life, sometimes I have to tolerate, sometimes I have to cooperate, sometimes I have to face, sometimes I have to discern. These are all my qualities. Sometimes love, sometimes law, sometimes happiness, sometimes silence, you know? And that is my weapon. Where I need to keep silent, I keep silent. And I would have victory. Where I have to tolerate, I must tolerate. And victory is right there. So these are my tools, these are my weapons I need to use day to day. But because, remember, we've become very weak now, sometimes we don't have those powers and those qualities. We don't have patience. Or you feel you used enough, now I cannot anymore. I was trying to sort this situation out with love or in silence. But you come up to a stage where you feel no more love, I don't have any more now. Yeah? That's when you put drama right in front of you. It works as a shield in life. It's so beautiful, it works exactly like a shield, you know? When you, a warrior goes on the battlefield, they don't go with a shield. Yeah? The shield is on the side, has weapons. And you try and you try and you try for victory. And when you feel, now I cannot, that's when you put your shield right in front of you to protect yourself. The understanding of drama or time is exactly like a shield. It helps me to protect myself so that I don't get upset, I don't get disheartened, I don't get tired. But it's just like a shield. And this shield then is moved when I'm ready again. You know? When I'm recharged with love or happiness or patience or silence, then of course I start using again. And so drama is a wonderful, wonderful understanding which helps me to recover time and again. Rather than getting disheartened, losing hope, becoming fearful, angry in life. Because drama is very, very beneficial. Extremely beneficial. I have got so many experiences of drama where it helped me as a shield. So many. I was about to board a flight and these people told me, sorry, your booking is not there. What would you do when you know that it was a confirm booking in the olden days, you know, when everything was manual, not computerized. You know you're supposed to go to this first place definitely and they tell you, sorry ma'am, your booking is not there. What do you do? In a normal situation, you become angry, you become upset because you need to reach there. And you had confirmed, and what happened? They cheated it, they gave it to someone, you know? But no, I'll try second time. Please check if my bookings are there, please check. I need to go. Try third time. And even after three times you don't get it, drama. Put the shield of drama. Don't allow yourself to get upset. You know, don't allow yourself to lose hope or angry. Yeah, just put a shield and say, drama, whatever is fixed is going to be the best for me. And just after a while, you come to know that that flight was crashed or something like that. And you thank so much, you know, thank that person who you fought with. And then you sit and regret. Yeah. I remember a couple, you know, when the videos came, just very new in homes, so people's social life was a little bit disturbed, isn't it? Before the husband is working, all day the wife is at home, then naturally they go out for a movie or something, and so there's a little bit of change in. But now that there's a video at home, the husband doesn't want to go out because he's out all day. And the wife is all day at home and she keeps on telling him, let's go, you know. And says, it's okay, not now, not today, not now. So finally he agrees and says, alright, let's go for a movie, you know. And when they arrive at the movie house, there's no place, it's full. Yeah. So the husband asks her, now it's full, what do we do? And she becomes so angry with the husband and say, I know you never brought me wholeheartedly. You just brought me for the sake. That's why there is no space. You see? So he says, where would you like to go next? I don't want to go anywhere. Let's go home. They had a fight. So when they come home, oh, the house has been helped by robbers. Broken. Everything is just going, you know. And if they had been in a movie for 2 hours, their house walls have been empty completely. But because they came early, beneficial that they didn't get a ticket to the movie and they came home early. So everything was saved. But at the cost of fighting, so the relationship was spoiled. Yeah. So in other words, you know, what I'm trying to say here is that drama works as a shield. Whatever happens is for the best. I want to share a little story there that you must have heard about Emperor Akbar. and his advisor, very wise advisor, was Birbal. And so Akbar and Birbal were just riding through the fields. They were sugarcane field. And so Emperor Akbar said to his advisor, Birbal, you know, you serve me so, so dedicatedly. Today I want to do something for you. The Birbal was like, okay. So he says, I want to peel some sugar cane for you, and you could eat. So Emperor Akbar started peeling some sugar cane. But whilst he was doing that, he chopped his little finger. This little finger was chopped off. So he complained to Birbal saying, look what happened to my little finger. And Birbal said, whatever happens is for the best. That annoyed Akbar very badly. He doesn't respect me, he doesn't care for me, my finger's gone and look what he's saying. Anything what happens is for the best, you know. And so he was so angry, he says, I don't want to see your face anymore now. So Birbal said, all right. He says, wait, I don't want to see you. So I go in this direction, you go in the opposite one. So Birbal took the opposite direction. Akbar went on this side, deep into the forest. So when Akbar arrived somewhere, there were some worshippers who were worshipping goddess Kali. And they had promised this goddess, whoever the next human being is entering this forest, we will sacrifice him to you. And so who came through? Emperor Akbar. And so they got hold of Emperor Akbar and said, you're so lucky, we're going to sacrifice you to goddess Kali. He said, but I don't want to get sacrificed. I don't want to die. He said, no, we promised the goddess, so you have to. So they asked him, what is your last wish? So he put his two hands together and said, goddess Kali, I don't want to die, please. You know? And they just noticed the tiny little finger chopped off. And they don't offer imperfect people. It should be a perfect one, at least physically. So they said, sorry, Akbar, we can't offer you because your little finger is missing. And he straight away remembered what Birbal said, whatever happens is for the best. So he was like, okay, my tiny little finger was gone, but it's okay, I'm saved, whole saved. So he was now looking for Birbal and he remembered opposite direction. So he went there. Birbal was resting under a tree shade, very comfortably. And Birbal said, how come you came on this side? He said, no, I realized what you said. Thank you very much. And he just shared his experience. Birbal said, all right, late, so at least you got the understanding. So let's go. He says, no, wait. One minute my finger was cut off. That's when you said whatever happens for the best. I understood that. But when we were separating, I told you, don't go in the direction where I go. I don't even want to see you. That's when you said the same thing. Whatever happens is for the best. Why that? He said, if you did not restrict me not to go in that direction, I would follow you. And you were imperfect, but I was perfect. They would sacrifice me. And I didn't want to get sacrificed also. So you separated me was the better thing. These are just little stories. But in our life, these are tiny little things which keep on happening, like cutting fingers, separating, coming together. And we lose so much hope and we get so disheartened that we can't wait to see the other thing revealing. But just accepting the way it is for the moment, with the faith of whatever happens is for the best. And then you will see wonders happening. Yes. Sorry? Yes, 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 yes. But you see, kismet is only the part of drama, not the whole thing. So next is that. Kismet means fortune, destiny, you know, kudrat. Yeah, exactly that. But you can't just depend on drama all the time. What's the time? Tell me. Yeah, it's nearly 11. What I want to do is we break for lunch because I don't want to late halfway. And so I won't start now. We will come back just 11:15. Is it okay? 11:15 is okay? 20 minutes? Tea? Yeah. Sorry. In my subconscious, we want to be there on time for lunch. But now it's tea. So